what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living a raw deal. Three course meals, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real.
Oh, hi, I didn't
feel.
See you there.
But
you
can't have now, even you will.
Yes, absolutely. It's a beautiful town.
It really is. It's a scenic setting, even in winter, as I would know. Because vomiting sick from drinking too much, I was able to appreciate the beauty from out my hotel window in between. By the way, don't ever watch Master and Commander when you're, like, kind of nauseated for any reason, because the whole movie is filmed on a boat. Not a good call on my part.
To appreciate the lads.
Exactly. Didn't make anything any better. So the Humanitarian Bolt, we should know first off, is sponsored by You Drove. Which, if you had to guess what Udrove was, what is it?
Their logo says, we'll do the rest, so I'm going to go with moving company.
Moving company. No, they are a business and compliance management tool for the transportation industry.
Oh, that's not even a thing.
I know.
That's not real.
It's a fake business. This is obviously sponsored by the mafia. I'm glad we got that out of the way in the first 3 minutes of this podcast.
Journalism.
What they should know about the Humanitarian Bowl, okay? Forget history. Forget about the bowl. You should know that this game is about bowling for beef. Please elaborate.
In several different ways.
Yeah, exactly. Because the first thing that teams do when they get here on the 14th, which, yeah, they have to get to their bowl game on the 14th in Boise, okay? They go to the Certified Angus Bowl for Beef at Westies Lanes in Boise.
Which I'm really wondering why more bowling, why more bowl games don't schedule more bowling themed events. Because if there's anything that's become apparent in researching these things, is that they love terrible puns.
Yeah, exactly, and not to mention beef. You're going to be eating beef that night, okay? But it doesn't just stop there. No. Boise continues to bring the beef, okay? Like a whack ass pretend boy rapper, they just constantly bring
whack.
Beef, okay, yeah, puns. The next day, they go to Winter Sports Day, and then it's time for the Mac Bowl for Beef Dinner and the WAC Bowl for Beef Dinner. What?
Which is different than the Bowl for Beef. That's bowling. This is Bowl for Beef Dinner.
This is Bowl for Beef Dinner. So really, like, what kind of mad Vikings are they raising on the high plains of Idaho? Eating beef, like, every night? This is actually kind of baller. Then there's, of course, the Humanitarian Awards Dinner. That's remember... The third dinner in a row, the third team dinner, right? Which presumably, beef. I'm just guessing. Like, beef stuffed with beef, with more beef sauce. And then, finally, you get the game on the 18th, which is the second bowl game of the season.
And wait, don't forget Friday, where the teams have to do community outreach at a Boise hospital, which sounds like a really shitty deal for a bowl trip.
I hope that's well organized. You don't want them doing that in the ER, right? Like, I hope you feel better, like, actively bleeding. God, I'm here to just tell you how happy. Oh my God, that looks huge.
I wish Jerry Kill had not already left his team, because I would really like to see him deliver some sort of horrible prognosis to someone's family. Like, just attempt to muster some look of human sympathy on that ruddy, impassible face.
But you're going to die. Gotcha. No, you're going to die. That's the joke. I was going to joke and then tell you you're going to die.
Miss you, Jerry Kill.
I know. He is not there. He's the substitute coach. I like to put it that way. It's linebacker's coach. Man, unpronounceable name, but I'm going to give
Please
it my
pronounce
shot.
Pronounce this name.
Matukovic? Matukovic.
That looks good. That sounds good.
I'm going to go with Matukovic. All right. Who is going to be in charge of the team, because Jerry Kill has departed to his natural doppelganger, the Golden Gophers. Because Jerry Kill really does look like a gopher. But that's okay. This game is in itself, I think, a little older than say the venerable New Mexico Bowl.
Oh, I have a quick facts list right here.
Oh, do you? Where on earth did you get that? Because I have a list here that says that the bowl game has been played every year since 1997.
Yes, 1997.
Yeah, when Cincinnati beat Utah State 35-19. I really don't want to crap on this game too much, though.
After last year.
No, not after last year, which we've already mentioned in a prior podcast. Most entertaining game I watched last year in the bowl season by far was Idaho over Bowling Green 43.
They should have
42.
Renamed the entire thing after Rob Akey, but given Idaho's relationship with Boise State, I can understand why that's probably not feasible.
Yeah, this was also a big fun game, because and always is, because of the threat of immense fluffy snowfall in the middle of the game. If you'll remember, Georgia Tech went out here to play Tulsa in 2003, they just kept the ball to P.J. Daniels like 500 times in this game, and all you could see was like his helmet. That's it. And just snow and a bunch of cold people in Boise. So
and that'll be fine for Northern Illinois, but Fresno, we're really sorry, Fresno State, for what your players are about to go through up there.
Oh, it's going to be potentially ugly, but we'll all get through it together. By the way, this was the final game of the legendary Woody Dantzler's career, was on this very turf on December 31st, 2001, Clemson versus Louisiana Tech, which, of course, Clemson just completely crushed them. Offensive coordinator at the time was Rich Rodriguez. So Giants step through these halls. Mock it if you will, but the Humanitarian Bowl has had its share of, you know, heavy hitters like Rich Rodriguez.
Hey,
legendary Michigan coach, right?
Before we move on to the teams, I need to insert a shout out here, because it turns out that the Humanitarian Bowl is so eager to pad its quick fact sheet, because there's not a lot of facts about a team that, or a bowl game that's been played since 1997 and pairs the MAC against the WAC, is that they're so eager to pad their quick facts list that they list the administrative assistant's name for the UDRO for Humanitarian Bowl, and her name is Tamara Frisch. So shout out to Tamara.
Woo! You go, Tamara.
They've got her number here too.
Let's not do that to the internet. You're on the internet and you're a girl. Good luck. Welcome to hell. Also, one of the sponsors, UDrove is one of the sponsors. If you remember, this used to be the Roadies Bowl.
Yeah, now they've been relegated to sponsoring the tailgating booth the day before the game.
I wasn't aware you could get demoted as a sponsor, but I guess that happens. Also sponsoring this is the Idaho Lottery. The motto for the Idaho Lottery is woo.
And they even spell it weird. There's an H on the end, like Winnie the Pooh.
Like, whoa. And I imagine the people who created this motto also contributed their services to the Big Ten's recent rebranding effort. So, legends, they exist in the Humanitarian Bowl. Let's go ahead and go to the actual teams. Holly, if you would, please, I'm going to take Northern Illinois.
Does that mean I need to start?
That would mean you need to go ahead and start.
Okay. All right. Fresno State, traditionally viewed as a pesky opponent for Big Six teams that come calling, actually started off the year pretty good. They beat Cincinnati on national television the first week of the season, beat them 28-14. And then 2 weeks later, they lost to Ole Miss, who were themselves fresh off losing to Jacksonville State. And that kind of put paid to everything. They lost to Hawaii, which wasn't so bad this year. And then they have the misfortune in November of playing Nevada and Boise State back-to-back. And they actually played the Wolfpack pretty close. They only lost 35-34. They got mauled by Boise State 51-0. Barely beat Idaho the next week, barely beat Illinois the week after that. So this isn't quite the stalwart Fresno State that you've come to know. They will vaguely recognize anyway. They finished fourth in the WAC. They're 8-4, and yeah, they're really not going to be happy playing in this weather. I don't have a very good prognosis for them.
I will go ahead and give the quick and dirty to Northern Illinois. Run. If you watch Northern Illinois, they like to run the ball, particularly with Chad Spann. It was actually 20th in the nation in terms of total rushing. A good running back who didn't necessarily have that strong a finish. He had a massive midseason. It ran for 223 yards in Northern Illinois' victory over Minnesota, but hasn't really broke the 100-yard mark in the last four games. This was a really weird season for Northern Illinois. Not only because they lost Jerry Kill, but because they reeled off a streak. They lost to Iowa State. They win at North Dakota. They lose to Illinois. And then they go on this massive win streak of nine games straight, nine games straight. And then
they get their asses handed to them.
Yeah, and then they lose in the MAC championship game.
Which, to be fair, in retrospect, worked out really well for them, because instead of spending their bowl game in Memphis, they're spending it in beautiful Boise.
I think we both agree they really did come out on the high end of that deal, because
yeah, this is all right. Oh, hey, speaking of rushing, I think we've just found our key matchup. You've got the number 20 rusher on your end. I completely forgot about Robbie Rouse, tiny little Robbie Rouse, who's 13th nationally.
Yeah, which
like rushing for Fresno State.
Both teams just run the crap out of the ball all day long. So that can be what you can expect. Also, not a whole lot of passing. you're not going to see a lot of that. You're probably going to see some fairly good defense on Northern Illinois' part, although they were much better against they were pretty even. They were like against the rush and against the pass. They were both in the like mid-20s nationally. So it's a really good unit. That's what they're going to do. They will punt the ball to win, Paul. They're going to do that. So overall, it is going to look a lot like that team. And as I said, Tom Matukovich is going to be the interim coach for this ball game with the departure of Jerry Kill to Minnesota. A prospectus, if you will. Let's go ahead and just make a random pick. I'm going to go ahead and say I think that Northern Illinois is going to win this game. I do. I just say that because for Fresno, I don't think there's as much motivation, and having the limited tactical knowledge of how these teams would actually play out against each other, right? Mm-hmm. I think Northern Illinois is probably going to be a little more motivated, a little happier to be there, and they'll try to have a good finish to the season with the win and the humanitarian bowl, especially given the weather. It just seems like more their brand of football than Fresno State's.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. They've got the weather edge. They have a linebackers coach. They actually hired a very good, what appears to be a very good coach for them, and Dave Doran, who is Wisconsin's offensive coordinator. But he obviously has a much heftier bowl to deal with, and he'll be joining the team after that. But, yeah, between the weather and the fact that Northern Illinois came so close to winning their conference and didn't, and also the fact that even in the WAC, where defense is frowned upon, Fresno State did not put up a lot of really great numbers this year on offense. Like, they were 71st nationally in total offense, and that's just pitiful for a WAC team. That's good for sixth in the WAC. And I just don't see them having a whole lot of success, particularly if there's white stuff falling from the sky against a Huskies team that just mowed down their entire conference.
Yeah, and their rushing defense is middling. I mean, they allowed around 150 yards a game. That doesn't seem like a particularly good mix against Northern Illinois. Not to mention, we're just talking about who's used to playing in crappier weather. Northern Illinois is clearly in the lead here. Although, really, their beef tolerance should be the chief question, because there's going to be a lot of that in their systems.
I hear that.
Yeah. That's the Humanitarian Bowl. Final notes on this magnificent piece of bowl game goodness that we have laid out in front of us.
I don't think it's going to live up to this year. Honestly, I don't have a lot of high hopes for it as the middle child of the first day of bowls of the 2010 season. But who knows? Maybe Jerry Kill will show up on the sidelines in a Darth Vader mask and, you know, direct his team to a victory.
That's true. And you know, if there's nothing else, you know, Danielle Brazil, marketing director, Tamara.
Oh, Fitch. Danielle, how about you, girl?
Let's hook it up, girl. Let's do this.